Okay, here we are, hour number three on this Friday night. David John Oates standing by from Adelaide, Australia. We're going to hear some amazing examples of reverse speech, the voice of the subconscious in real time, telling us what it is really thinking. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Good. We just had 2 hours of ghost voices.
Oh, did you really? Oh, right. Yeah.
Just
yeah,
amazing. It would be fun to reverse the ghost voices and see if they're still, if they're telling their truth when they're ghosts, or if they're still capable of fudging.
Well, I actually did some reverses on EVP.
Years ago.
Yeah, through Dave Oster, who sadly just recently passed.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Very sad to hear that news.
Well, we dedicated that program to him and Sharon. Two of their best friends were on, and it was very much fun, and so we're looking forward to more.
Yeah, okay, all right. All right, well, I have the usual lineup of political reverses for you. Some on from the Democratic debates. Got a bit of backlash because over the Pope reversal that we did a couple of weeks ago, some people are quite upset about it. So, I don't know.
I'm not surprised. That's kind of to be expected. But all I can say, and you say the same thing, reverse speech is reverse speech, and reversals are reversals. If they don't work for you, they don't work for you, and that's just the way it is. It's not to force anyone to believe anything, and nobody was more shocked than David, and I was certainly right up there in the group to hear things. But when you factor in the horrors and the known horrors of the pedophile nature of the priesthood, it's not a big stretch to see how it could be. That's all I can say. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. It's just, it does fit with what we know about the Catholic Church and much of the hierarchy.
Yeah. Well, as I responded to a couple of the people emailed me, I said, look, I don't manufacture these things. I just report on what I find.
And, right.
It points to, I'm not saying the Pope's a pedophile, but it points to a systematic problem within the Catholic Church.
It certainly points to the suggestion that he's well aware of it.
Well, anyway, so be that one as may, if we've got time for the show, we'll visit them at the end.
Again. All right.
So let's look at Bernie Sanders defending Hillary Clinton during the Democratic
Party. Oh, now this is going to be interesting.
Let me say something that may not be great politics.
Let me say something that may not be great politics.
That's right. Backwards, he says, yes, evil, yes, evil. Says it twice.
Yes, evil. Yes, evil.
Right there.
Yes, evil. Yes,
oh, my. Exactly. So he really, he's talking about, well, this is where he said people are getting tired of hearing about Hillary's reversals.
Right, that's
but
right.
But his subconscious is saying, yes, they are evil. Yes, this is an evil thing. And he says it twice.
You're exactly right. Yeah, you're exactly right.
So he did that for political reasons. What they are, I don't know. And it wasn't true. I mean, he said it, but he didn't believe it.
Right. That's exactly right. Yes. You hit the nail right on the head. All right. And here's another one on Bernie Sanders for the debate.
I believe that there is a consensus in this country. A consensus has said we need to strengthen and expand instant background checks.
This is on gun control, and he says backwards, I'll give you mess. There it is.
He will.
So, and here he's talking about Russia. This is a funny reverse. It's only two words. I don't know where we go with two words reversals, but anyway, he's talking about Russia.
You're talking about people who are fighting ISIS, using their guns to overthrow Assad, and vice versa.
And here he says backwards, media poll.
Media poll.
Media poll.
There we go.
Media poll.
So you know what's on his mind. He's not worried about Russia. He's just worried about what the polls are going to look like.
Media poll. Yep, exactly. Well, Mr. Sanders, most interesting. He does feel, apparently, that Hillary is involved in evil doings.
Yep.
With these emails that the reversals are making quite clear. Fascinating.
Yep. Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, so here's Hillary Clinton. Here we go.
Take the trade deal. I did say when I was Secretary of State 3 years ago that I hoped it would be the gold standard. It was just finally negotiated last week. And in looking at it, it didn't meet my standards for more new good jobs for Americans, for raising wages for Americans.
Okay, speaking great, noble words. Forwards and backwards, she simply says, I'm evil.
I'm evil.
Okay.
Well, she summed it up pretty clearly, didn't she?
She certainly does.
Wow.
All right. Now, let's do these next two reversals. Now, Bill Clinton, there's rumors that there's a woman back in Bill Clinton's life, I've heard. Jennifer Flowers is back on the scene.
So yeah, I saw that story. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen to these two reversals. Here we go.
During the course of the evening tonight, I'll have a chance to lay out all of my plans and the work that I've done behind them.
Okay, so here's the first one. I've got a girl with us now.
Okay.
So what has that got to do with anything? I don't know, but listen to this next reversal.
Right now, the wealthy pay too little and the middle class pays too much.
And she says back was Jenny Flowers. Jennifer Flowers.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Isn't that an incredible couple of reversals, hey?
She's worried about him making the news with her in some fashion that'll harm her. She's worried about her campaign and more dirt. Wow.
You're exactly right. Yep. None of these reversals so far on Sanders or Hillary have anything to do with the politics they're talking about.
Isn't that funny? It's all staged acting. Yep. Too much. Yep.
I know, it's quite classic. Okay, so here we have Hillary again.
And I don't think we should confuse what we have to do every so often in America, which is save capitalism from itself.
And here she says, my crime. Oh, look, I wasn't too sure on this last word. Actually, I'll be honest here. I almost didn't use this one. So it's been documented as my crime in the policy, but just before the show, I played it again, and I heard my crime in the politics. So anyway, here we go. My crime in the policy, I think. My crime in the politic. It's politic, not policy. Yep, all right, okay. So, she's got some evil policies, basically,
Well, not a big surprise.
No, not a big surprise.
Interesting
at all.
To hear her subconscious confirm it, though.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yep. All right, here we have her again.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And here she says, oh, be quiet.
That's hilarious.
Aren't these hilarious?
She's telling herself to shut up. Oh, be quiet. Cut the crap. Cut the crap. Her subconscious can't take the duplicity anymore. That's funny.
I know. These are funny betcha reversals.
That's way, way head and shoulders above what I expected. That's just too funny.
Yeah, I know. All right, here's another one. Here she's talking about Russia.
I applaud the administration because they are engaged in talks right now with the Russians to make it clear that they've got to be part of the solution to try to end that bloody conflict and to provide safe zones so that people are not going to have to be flooding out of Syria at the rate they are.
Okay, she's talking about ending the conflict. Russia shouldn't be shooting, right? Okay, that's the context. And she says backwards, if I had a gun, I will beat this. Oops.
I had a conger with me,
sis.
So she's saying the opposite backwards. She's condemning Russia, but she's saying, hey, listen, if I was in power, man, I'd be shooting too.
I don't hear gun.
Oh, you don't hear gun?
No.
Oh, okay.
I hear something that sounds like crime.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All
See if you hear the I sound in the center of whatever word that is. Ein, sim, something.
Okay, all right.
I don't hear G-U.
Let me I can hear what you're hearing.
All right, well, let's say that's reversal that shouldn't have gotten past my...
Well, let's see if let's hear it again. Maybe we can make something out of it here. I had a crime.
I will beat this.
If I had a crime, I will beat this.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah. Huh. Wonder what she means by that.
In other words, if she could do something illegal, she could beat it. What that would be, I don't know. The Russians are absolutely cleaning the situation up. They're just destroying ISIS, exposing the Pentagon's policy as being a complete fraud. All the time we've been there allegedly bombing ISIS, we haven't been. Jeez.
No, of course not. Point of fact is, I've actually got a reversal on, let's see if I can pull that really quick, on Obama talking about what they were going to do in Syria. If I can pull this up real quick, where are we? Obama, Syria, here we go.
What I've also concluded is that direct military engagement involvement in the civil war in Syria would not help the situation on the ground.
And here he says, there is no worse than an involvement.
There is no worse than an involvement.
So I didn't want to get involved at all, basically. You know.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Like, can I hear Hillary again, that last one?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Here we go. Okay, so if I had a crime, I will beat this.
If I had a time, you'll beat this.
Someone's just emailed in and said, if I had had the time, I would beat this.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's see.
Look, it's just not a good reversal, Jeff.
No, I don't hear time. Something, a crime, I think, but good guess.
That shouldn't have passed my checkpoint. Though.
It's possible. I just don't know what it means.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's move on. All right. Yeah, I only got these reversals this morning, about 3 hours before the show.
Yeah. Well, they're terrific so far. Jeez.
Yeah. All right. So here we have Hillary again.
You know, to be able to come from a grandfather who was a factory worker, a father who was a small business person, and now asking the people of America to elect me president.
Here she says, since the bombs went off. I don't know what she means by that. Anyway, here it is. Since the bombs went off.
Maybe was she talking about 9/11?
Must be. I don't know what she means.
I don't know.
All right, okay, next one.
But we found ways to work together on everything from reforming foster care and adoption to the children's health insurance.
This verse was funny. They're bullshit, then the shot in anger. Yeah, she's talking about people criticizing and she's firing back. She's worried about, once again, this has got nothing to do with the politics she's going forward. She's worried
exactly.
about
all the
attacks on her.
Too funny.
This is really interesting. All right, here's another one.
Children's Defense Fund. And for all the years since, I have been focused on how we're going to unstack the deck. And how we're going to make it possible for more people to have the experience I had, you know, to be able to come from a grandfather who was a factory worker, a father who was a small business person.
Okay.
Miss Humble. Yeah.
Humble. We'll be vulnerable, is what she says.
We'll be vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be vulnerable.
Every syllable.
Yep, it's all there. Oh, she's worried.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
She was performing and posturing, but she is inside not at all sure of what she's doing and where
Absolutely.
She stands.
And Jennifer Flowers is back on the scene.
Yeah, that irks her, bothers her.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, she's had her lesbian girlfriend for, what, 10, 12, 15 years now?
Not
Huma?
Right, right.
Huma Abedin. That's her girlfriend. H-U-M-A. Huma. Look it up.
Okay, I will. All right, okay, here we have another one.
That I can look into the eyes of any middle-class American and say, this will help raise your wages, and I concluded I could not.
And this one says, your final sin, yes, and a crime.
Your final sin, yes, and then a crime.
Oh, yeah.
Your final sin, yes, and then a crime.
Boy, she is...
Sorry, what's that, Jeff?
She's wide open.
Yeah. Wow.
Her subconscious is just roaring out of her.
Yeah, she's worried. She's worried.
Yeah.
None of these reversals have anything to do with what she's saying for.
No contextual relationship to the forward recorded messages she's spewing out. She's a real pro at spitting out pre-rehearsed material.
How incredible is this? Wow.
Those are amazing, David.
Yeah, they're incredible. Thanks to my people who find these for me. I don't have time to find reversals on the media.
Well,
anymore.
Wonderful job, you folks who did this. Just great year. You know where to look, and these are Hillary is. Remember George Bush? For God's sakes, all the trouble we had with him and mumbles and. And now we've got Hillary just blazing reversals.
Incredible. Yeah, everywhere. All right, here's one on Jeb Bush.
The benefit of this goes disproportionately to the middle class. If you look at what the middle class pays today compared to what they would pay in our tax,
they get a 2.9% increase in after-tax income.
Because higher income people pay more taxes right now. And proportionally, everybody will get a benefit, but proportionally they'll pay more in, with my plan than what they pay today. Well,
he says, I believe it's hell.
I believe it's hell.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's hell.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's hell.
Wow, he's talking about his tax plan forward. Oh, my, is that an incongruent reverse?
That's really funny. He is so weak and such a construct, a phony. He shouldn't even be running. Well, we could say that about most of them.
Interesting. Anyway, so that's a directly incongruent reversal.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Now we have someone. Oh, gee, I don't know where to go to next. Oh, look, I want to play you a funny one. I'm gonna go out.
Well, that one of Hillary is about as funny as it gets. I would like to hear that again.
Which one's that?
oh, stop it.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Yeah. Hang on, where is it? Okay, here we go. Here
that's hilarious.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
Boy, that's all BS, and her subconscious is reacting to it.
Yeah, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet. That's funny.
Have you heard very often the subconscious speak to the conscious lying that very often? I don't.
Well, in my private session work, I do. Yeah,
that is really amazing. She couldn't give a crap about helping people. This is all about Hillary.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, and she's so funny. Everyone can see through. Well, not everyone, obviously. She's got the supporters, but. Anyway, here's a funny one. Let's go on to Trump for a bit. Here's Donald Trump talking about Hillary.
So then you see her stand up. Now it's her turn, and she goes, "Oh, I'm going to do that too. I'm going to do that too. I'm going to do that because she's got to win."
Okay, he's talking about the Democratic debate, and he says, "Now I'm sick with the group."
No, we're not sick with the group.
Funny. Yeah, well, there we go. And, here's a funny one. This is, do you remember how an Hispanic woman jumped up on the stage and started praising Donald Trump? I don't know if you remember that.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, well, anyway. So, anyway, here it is. Here's the forwards.
Where are you from?
I'm from Colombia.
Colombia. And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before? Huh?
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump. Yes, Mr. Trump. We love you. We love you. All the way to the White House.
Okay, so Mr. Trump, we love you.
That's too much. Oh, I don't know how I missed that one.
That was, she says, Mr. Trump, we worship him.
Well, even indirectly, Donald Trump continues to shine under reverse speech.
Yeah, he certainly does. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And here's Trump again.
In shambles, where the deals that they make aren't the Iran deal, where we're giving Iran $150 billion and the deal is a disaster in every single possible way, where everything we do is bad, including Obamacare, which is, by the way, the premiums are up 55% for some people.
Here he says, wake them up.
Wake them up.
Wake them up.
Yep.
Wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There we go. All right, let's have a look. Let's look at Obama. There's Obama talking about the latest shooting just in Oregon.
Yeah.
But as I said just a few months ago, and I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
Yeah, we need unconstitutional executive orders to take the guns away. Our thoughts and prayers aren't enough. This guy is just dirt under our feet. He's scum.
Listen to the reversal. It says, bring your guns.
Bring your guns. Bring your guns. Bring your guns.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Right. Well, that's his agenda. He's a communist, Marxist, Bolshevik, and he wants the guns, and there it is.
Listen to this next one.
All right.
And I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
And here he says backwards, we're going to miss you, mass shooters.
We're going to miss you, mass shooters. We're going to miss you, mass shooters.
And again.
We're going to miss you.
See, that implies that he almost likes this mass shooting. He's in favor of it.
He's a sick man.
Yeah, it advances his agenda, gun control agenda.
You bet.
And so part of him was actually quite pleased at the latest one.
Yep. He's reveling in them for his own political agenda. Yeah. We have to take a short break. Hold on. Yep. We'll be right back with David Oates. Okay, back with David Oates. Just a action-packed first half hour of reverse speech at its best. Amazing.
Yep. All right, so here's Obama again talking about the shooting in Oregon.
Making a determination as to whether this cause of continuing death for innocent people to be a relevant factor in your decision. If you think this is a problem, then you should expect your elected officials to reflect your views.
Now, I'm not too sure what he means by this reversal. We heard hell from this bullshit.
We heard hell from this bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
We heard hell from this bullshit?
I think we are.
We heard hell from this bullshit?
Huh. Wonder what he means by that.
I don't know.
Huh.
We heard hell from this. His subconscious is commenting on something. We heard hell Maybe the subconscious is saying
he's gotten in strike because he's.
Well, it's. I think the subconscious is discounting what he's saying forward. It's bullshit.
That's true. Yes, it's,
That's the prime directive of what I hear. I don't know about that. But I think it's discounting the gun control agenda that he's pushing as a Marxist, as a communist.
Right.
It's bullshit. And I think his subconscious just let that out of the bag.
Oh, and he's just getting into trouble for it. We heard, I'm trying to do something here and it's all bullshit.
That's right.
My agenda advanced.
That's right.
All right. So here it is again. Here's the thoughts.
I'm making a determination as to whether this cause of continuing death for innocent people should be a relevant factor in your decision. If you think this is a problem, then you should expect your elected officials to reflect your views.
Okay, so we heard hell from this bullshit.
We heard hell from this bullshit.
Nice and clear, too.
We heard hell from this bullshit.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, well, there we go. Out of the mouths, hey?
Yeah, wow. I do. Executive orders are unconstitutional, first of all. This has got to stop. You know, the vile creep that he is. Does he talk about the fact that American police departments and police officers shoot to death and kill in custody hundreds upon hundreds of American citizens every year? I have video up tonight. A 19-year-old kid gets pulled over because a cop had his lights on. They were flashing, apparently, and he wasn't in service. He was just driving along, and the guy flashed his lights at the cop to let the cop know that his lights were on. Well, the cop pulls him over, demands his driver's license, proof of insurance, and all that, and the guy says, "Am I being detained?" And the cop said, "Yes." And the guy's tried to stand on his basic rights. The next thing you know, the guy's out of the car. He's on the ground face down. The cop tasers him. And the guy didn't react to it, didn't get knocked out. And then you hear two gunshots. The cop executed the kid right on the ground. Now, why isn't Obama talking about the police that do this all too often? How many police murders and executions have I reported on? Too many to count.
Wow.
Is that not newsworthy, Mr. President? You creep.
Well, here's Obama's response. Here's the forward to everything you just said.
So the notion that gun violence is somehow different? That our freedom and our Constitution prohibit any modest regulation of how
modest, right.
We use a deadly weapon?
Yeah, anyway, just simply says backwards, you may protest it.
But it's not going to do a damn bit of good.
That's right, that's what he's saying. Yeah, you're right. Yep, so there we go. A real sort of cavalier attitude.
There's the agenda, folks. They're going to make their move. He's going to do it before he leaves office. And let's just pray that his successor in the presidency reverses a whole long litany of some of the crap that this guy has tried to institute and has instituted with executive orders. It's got to stop.
Yep.
We either stand on the Constitution, honor it, and abide by it, or we don't have one. Very simple.
All right, let's look at John McCain talking about Russia, Syria.
Crazy McCain.
Yep, here we go.
And this would not be confined, it will spread. Right now, ISIS is establishing a foothold in Afghanistan, for example. So if that's your view, I respectfully disagree, and I suggest you talk to people like David Petraeus and Jack Keane and others.
Here he says, air muscle nice.
Air muscle nice.
Air muscle nice.
What'd you say?
Actually, it's not very clear, actually. Air muscle nice, but it's not a clear reversal.
M for nice.
Yeah. Right there. It's not a very clear reversal. Sorry about that.
That's right. Yeah, well, here's the guy who went over there and was photographed grinning and smiling with these killers that he met with, these terrorists.
Yep.
He is a madman. He's a maniac.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's play one of his maniac reversals. Hang on. We've got a few of them here. Here's one. Here's a maniac reversal.
That they are in there in a way to kill off the Free Syrian Army. That will inflame it further.
You know, he says, I like to kill.
He even says it like an imbecile.
I know.
He didn't say, I like to kill. He says, I like to kill.
Yeah, I know.
What an idiot. Oh, my God.
Here he says, here he is again.
Well, I would do a whole lot of things. General David Petraeus testified before the Armed Services Committee 2 weeks ago. He laid out what we need to do. We need to stop the barrel bombing.
Here he says, I don't feel upset.
I don't feel upset.
I'm not upset. I like to kill.
Jeez. Jeez.
I know. Isn't that classic?
These are really amazing tonight.
Aren't they? She's done a good job, my lady.
Yeah, congratulations.
I know she's listening to the show. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Wow. Yeah.
All right, here we go again.
Especially targets Christians and young women, then you are free to have that view. I don't think that's the view of Ronald Reagan or the people that I've known that I admired and respected.
Don't know what he means by this reversal. In the ground, they are annoying.
In the ground, they are the something. In the ground, they are the something. The noise? In the ground, they are the noise. In the ground, they are... I don't hear annoying.
No, I agree. No, I do agree.
Maybe...
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Might be talking about dead people.
Yeah, maybe. Huh. All right, okay. Is that your music?
That is the music. Yeah, hold on, David. We'll take a little pause here and come right back. Madman Johnny McCain. Wow. Okay, next up.
Hey, here's another one on John McCain. Here's Ford's.
This would not be confined, it will spread. Right now, ISIS is establishing a foothold in Afghanistan, for example. So, if that's your view, I respectfully disagree, and I suggest you talk to people like David Petraeus and Jack.
This says, and they rolled over, whatever that means.
And they rolled over.
Huh.
And they rolled over.
Could be
rolled
over, actually.
Oh, I think he said rolled. I think he said rolled over. I think he was... Yeah. See, we've spent a lot of money training Al-Qaeda, the so-called moderate rebels, the non-existent Free Syrian Army. Most of the money gets stolen. And he said a lot of them apparently just rolled over. They didn't do their job. I think that's what maybe he's saying.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. So here's the next one.
Do this, let them do this. You say what?
I say, if that's what you want, the slaughter of men, women, and children through barrel bombing, triggering hundreds of thousands of refugees, millions, washing up, babies washing up on the shore.
And, okay, so quite concerned forwards about human rights and just... Backwards, I don't know, it just simply says, see them punished.
See them punished.
See them punished. See them punished.
A sort of cavalier type comment, if you know what I mean.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the next one.
What's really bad that's happening is that we are seeing the Russians now inserting themselves in the conflict.
And here he says there's an alliance in the show.
There's no alliance in the show.
Huh.
There's no alliance in the show.
I'll be bothered.
There's no alliance in the show.
Gee, is the whole thing a show? I don't know. Is there an alliance? There's an alliance in the show.
It is a show, and it's all contrived, so I guess that's what his subconscious is saying.
Yeah, okay. All right, here's the next one.
The ISIS has no aircraft that would be necessary for, but of course he moved all the capabilities in, he built the runways.
And here he simply says they're sending the weapon.
They're sending the weapon.
Oh, yeah.
They're sending the weapon.
That's nice and clear.
They're sending the weapon.
Whatever the weapon is. Anyway, and I think I've got one more on John McCain. Yep, here we go.
How easily something like this escalates into something much, much worse. Are we at that stage?
I think it would be much, much worse.
And he says we blew it up.
We blew it up.
We blew it up.
Well, bit of a warmonger is John McCain, I think.
You bet. That's exactly what he's saying. We blew it up. We made it happen. We enlarged the whole thing. We've caused it. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So there we go. Okay, that's all the reversals I've got for this week, but there was a few last week we never got to because we ran out of time. So let me move on to last week and see which ones we missed. Oh, I think we played all the Trump ones. Which one did we miss? Here's Trump talking to Sarah Palin.
Well, if you really look, Sarah, at the economy, it's been terrible. We have 93 million people out of work.
And here he says, there is still Hillary.
There is still Hillary.
There is still Hillary.
Huh.
There is still Hillary.
I don't know, maybe, I don't know what he means by that.
Well, she's somehow, they don't talk about, nobody talks about 93 million Americans who want work, who are able to work, who can't. There are no jobs. They can't work. This is an unbelievable statistic, and he's the only guy talking about it.
Yeah, right.
We've heard earlier tonight that Hillary couldn't give a damn about her recorded messages that she's spewing.
Nothing at all. No.
No. Her subconscious is miles away from her forward conscious speech, not even related.
Yep. All right, here's another one on Trump.
Part of the problem that Ukraine has with the United States is that Putin does not respect our president whatsoever.
And he says, you answered, you goof.
You answered, goof.
Talk about Obama.
You answered, goof.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah. No respect for Obama. No, who has respect? You know, all the guy does is party. He parties in the White House. They have parties every week. They must have a hell of a social calendar, director.
Wow.
They have celebrities in there all the time, David. All the time.
Oh, really?
Dinners,
wow.
Movies. Yeah, it's just fun time. The guy's on a gravy train, a free ride. He doesn't work. He reads a teleprompter.
Yeah, not very good, to say the least. Here we have Obama.
What we're dealing with when it comes to climate change is just about anything.
Talk about climate change. It says backwards, and I'm a suck-up.
Yeah, he's worse than that.
Yeah, that's putting it politely. Let me see. I think that's all the reversals here. Let's have a look at the...
Pull another couple of Trumps out from the last time you were, the time before last. That was all a right. Stellar program, too.
All right. Well, here's one from September.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center.
So why?
I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually.
And so did I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
who says, America Now. Well, he's congruent, isn't he?
He totally is. He, you know, politics is a, we know it's a rigged game full of career criminals. This guy is of a different stripe. He's an independently successful businessman, and the country is ready for a change. None of these other people can garner any support at all. None. There's nothing there. They're empty vessels. They're just recorded message playback units, little modules that walk around talking. None of them are interesting. None of them are exciting. At least Trump is exciting. The guy is absolutely ignited an enormous wellspring of patriotism among Americans.
Well, listen to this one.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And he says, wake up, wake up. We are the best, America. There we go. Don't he reverse a lot that on Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Jeb Bush?
No. He said we are the best Americans yet. I think he said that. I think he said yet. There was something at the end after Americans.
Okay, let's play it. Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, anyway. But anyway, it's a patriotic reversal.
Yeah, we are the best Americans yet. In other words, our potential is unlimited. He's really speaking to the people.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
I mean, this is an amazing occurrence. Yeah. How far back have we gone? We might have to go back to JFK to find somebody who's as congruent in his reversals.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, listen to this one.
And so, should the Republicans shut down the government rather than fund Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they're doing it right now as we speak. Again, I'm in my office in New York, and I guess as we speak, they're going for a vote of some kind.
And he says, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man.
Bit short.
I am the man.
Bit clipped. But I'm the man. I'm the man for the job. I'm the man who can do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He's congruent. And, here's a funny one.
I had the good sense, and I've gotten a lot of credit in the financial pages. 7 years ago, I left Atlantic City before it totally cratered, and I made a lot of money in Atlantic City, and I'm very proud of it. I want to tell you that. Very, very proud of it.
And he says, yes, stupid they are.
Yes, stupid they are.
Huh. I think he's talking about his critics. He's certainly not talking about the American public.
He's talking about
whatever the context of this remark was before we picked it up. And I think it's about his critics, somebody who was trying to put him down for making money.
Yep, that'll be right. All right, look, finish off with a couple repeat of the Pope.
Yeah, are you sure?
I don't know, maybe I shouldn't.
Let's go back and hear Bernie earlier. Those were good. Couple
okay,
from
all
Bernie.
Right. Yeah, let's go and do the Bernie Sanders one. All right, here we go. Here he is defending. Oops, hang on, I've lost it. Hang on, open it back up again. Okay, here he is defending Hillary. Oh no, we're out of time. All right, okay. No worries.
Well, listen, go ahead and play that one. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Let me say something that may not be great politics.
He says, yes, evil, yes, evil.
Yes, evil.
Yeah, there it is.
Right there. Well, for whatever reason, that wasn't a spontaneous thing that he did. It was contrived, and the remark trying to excuse her from the email catastrophe was put up, and his real feelings are, yes, it's evil.
Yep, indeed. I've got a new book coming out next week. Go to my website, everyone, reversespeech.com. It'll be up there in the next couple of days.
Very good. All right. Send me the covers. We'll put it up on the book carousel.
Yeah, that'll be great. Okay, I'll do that. Yep, sure.
Thank you, David. And thank you for the work from your reversal expert who put this together for you.
Yep.
Wow. Just awesome.
Good on you. Yeah, she's a good girl.
Very great. Thank you, David.
Okay, thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Okay,
see ya.
Good night.
Okay, bye.
All right. That's a hell of a program for you tonight. Lots to think about, and first 2 hours, extraordinary. That hour of reversals, never better. So enjoy the weekend. Listen to this again. Share the program if you can. And we'll talk to you Monday, best of Sunday. In the meantime, the Rents Radio Network broadcasts 24/7 around the clock. Take care.